This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, October 10th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. Trading one education mandate for another, Education Secretary Arne Duncan is out with his list of what states must do to get No Child Left Behind Act waivers. There's only one problem. The Constitution doesn't authorize him or any other federal official to make those kinds of demands. Neil McCluskey, author of the book Feds in the Classroom, comments.
For many months, the administration has been saying, Congress, if you don't reauthorize the No Child Left Behind Act and change it, we're going to do it for you. We will offer states the opportunity to get waivers from the law, but they're going to also have to enact the things that the administration wants in order to get those waivers. Now, this was constantly threatened, and many people rightly pointed out that the No Child Left Behind Act does allow the Secretary of Education to essentially release states from many of the requirements of the law. It gives him no authority to make that release contingent on states adopting whatever the administration thinks are the reforms they should enact. But now there's no longer any question. There's no longer any mystery. The Secretary of Education has said, if you want these waivers, you're going to have to adopt something called College and Career Ready Standards. You're going to have to evaluate teachers using test scores, and you're going to have to do a bunch of other things that only the Obama administration wants. This is not with any action on the part of Congress.
Is Congress actually doing anything to tell the administration that they, in fact, do not have this authority?
Well, individual members of Congress have said it. Many people have written about it. If you read the education news, it's always mentioned. The problem is the administration seems to not care at all. And no one in Congress, certainly with any, you know, who's a chairing commission or committee or anything like that, has said, look, if you do this, we are going to cut off funding for these programs. Nobody has really taken a strong, meaningful stand. There's been no call for hearings or anything like that. And the reality is that most governors, most states, regardless of which party leads them, they're all happy to get waivers from No Child Left Behind and would do just about anything to get waivers from No Child Left Behind because they were all getting closer to have every school in the state labeled as needing improvement, which most people call failing. They had to spend a lot of money on standards and tests and remediation for all the schools that end up getting these grades based on No Child Left Behind's very nonsensical idea that every kid can be proficient in math and reading no matter where they start, no matter what challenges they face. And so most states have said, we're just going to ignore the constitutional issues here. And not just the constitutional issue of the federal government can't be involved in education, but the executive is essentially acting as a legislative branch now. They just say, give us these waivers. So I think that what they want politically, what they want on the ground, completely trumps any interest in the rule of law. If they can get a waiver, they're going to take it. And they don't care how they get it.
Congress is sort of in a weird spot here because many members of Congress voted for the original No Child Left Behind Act, and I'm sure many of them were cognizant of the fact that the Constitution doesn't actually grant them the authority to be involved in that kind of lawmaking.
Yeah, almost no party is making the constitutional argument, or I should say almost nobody in either party is making that, with the exception of Senator Rubio, who sent a letter right before the waiver stipulations were released, saying that the administration has no legal authority to issue waivers that are contingent on adoption of administration-favored reforms, and that the federal government really has no constitutional authority to be in education to begin with. And that letter got some play, but the people who are the heads of the committees and the heads of the parties are silent on this. In part, that's because many of them did champion No Child Left Behind 10 years ago because they wanted to give a political victory to President Bush. And others have offered legislation that would change No Child Left Behind, would probably make it a little less bureaucratic, but none have the guts to go so far as to say the federal government should be out. We're no longer going to use federal money and rules to try and communicate to voters that we care about kids because we know this doesn't work. And the data is absolutely clear. Federal intervention education is a failure. But they don't, they're not willing to make that step and be labeled anti-children. So they can't really make a strong, forceful play against what the administration's doing because they shredded the Constitution and education decades ago. And if you start bringing it up with separation of powers, then you have to deal with the fact that everything the federal government does in education, or almost everything, is unconstitutional.
Neil McCluskey is Associate Director of the Cato Institute Center for Educational Freedom. You can get your copy of Neil's Feds in the Classroom at cato.org.